This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, I've been sharing with you on Cross Hope the three marks of repentance on behalf of an individual or a community, a church, or a nation. The first one was simply to believe God. The Ninevites, the people of Assyria in the book of Jonah, believed God. That was the first step of repentance. The second step had something to do with a sense of urgency. That's what we talk about right now as we continue this message from the third chapter of Jonah, when God sees a response. God bless you as you listen. So the first thing to repent, you believe God. But the second thing is in verse 8, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. There's a sense of urgency with repentance. What does that mean? I can't tell you how many times over 30-some years in the ministry I've had men, women, teenagers, young people of every age say this: Someday I'm going to get right with the Lord. Someday I'm going to stop this stuff that's going on in my life. Someday, before I die, before they put me in the grave, I'm going to do this or do that. I've heard many, many people, and you know what? Not trying to be melodramatic, but I have stood over those people's graves and watched as the cemetery workers lowered them into the grave, and knowing that they did not do what they said, someday I'm going to do. The people of Nineveh not only believed God, but they urgently called on him. And you know that you are in a repentant mood when you're doing something urgently for the Lord. You feel compelled. I've got to do this. I can't rest until I repent. I can't rest till I get things right with the Lord. The God of second chances wants me to believe in him, but he also wants me to come urgently to him. And then in the same verse, the third thing is there. Look at the next sentence. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Now, I find this intriguing about the people of Nineveh or Assyria. Nothing said that these were a bunch of party animals and they drank every night and everybody got drunk and they were carousers. We don't hear any of that. But you know what the Bible does say? They were a violent people. Isn't that interesting? And what they knew, they had a sense of conviction. We've got to stop the violence, which is an interesting word for our world today. We've got to stop the violence, because they knew that God knew them as a violent people. Again, I'm not going to get into details, but they were so violent. You remember, those of you that have been here, that some towns, when they saw this army coming from Nineveh, they just killed themselves. The mass suicide on behalf of the whole city, because why give them the pleasure of killing us? Let's just kill ourselves. They were known for their violence, and they said, we've got to give it up. And look at verse 9. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. Look at verse 10. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion and did not bring upon them the destruction he had threatened. You say, Randy, can you give us anything historically to compare to that where there's repentance? Yeah, I can. Some of you are familiar with what's referred to as the Welsh Revival in Wales, 1904, 1905. A young minister, 26 years old, by the name of Evan Roberts, started preaching. And there was such a revival that came out of what he was doing that over 100,000 people came to know the Lord in 1 year, 100,000 in Wales. Well, this is such an exciting story. I want you to hear the conclusion of this particular story tomorrow on Cross Hope. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.